Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Well, what a night for Irish athletics.
Coming from deep, and so too is Atawi. Does Mark English have another gear to go past Bludek? Atawi is attacking, and Mark English hits the front. It's in the gold medal position for Ireland. It's in front of him. It's gold finally for Mark English. He's done it. What an extraordinary climax to a career. He knows that this is what he's been building towards.
Yeah, the commentary was just brilliant. Mark English, of course, winning gold. Rashida Adeleke taking silver. Chris McNulty from the Finn Valley Athletics Club, of course, home to the European champion Mark English, is joining us from Birmingham this afternoon. I was looking at some of the footage last night after Mark's win, Chris, and the whole of Stranraer must have been in Birmingham.
Yeah, it was magical, Andrea. Like, you know, you sort of dream of these moments, like, and more so than Mark's at Aston. Like, it was a moment he had dreamt of, and I suppose for those of us watching him over the years, it's a moment we all knew was possible, but, you know, it has eluded him up until now, and it was just a magical night in Birmingham last night to see him finally get that sort of crowning moment to his career.
Yeah, you were currently in the stadium still, Chris, aren't you?
That's right. It feels like I haven't left, Andrea. But, no, I was lucky. You know, with the championship's been in Birmingham, lent itself to there being a big Irish crowd. And, like, the roar Mark got at the start when he came out from the dressing room and he was announced, it was phenomenal. And a few minutes after, when he went on his lap of honour, it was just like the stadium felt charged in that moment. Like, it was just absolutely unbelievable.
You know, it's funny because there seemed like there was so many empty blue seats, and I know there was quite a lot of talk about that as well. A lot of the sports commentators in the UK, you know, chatting about the number of empty blue seats that were there over the last few days. But, like, the Irish presence just seemed to be huge.
Yeah, it was massive. I think I read something earlier in the week, 12% of the tickets sold for the whole entire championships were to Irish people, and that's not to count also, you know, the Irish people who are based here in England and elsewhere in the UK. So it certainly has felt like a home championship. Last night was actually the first night of the week that the stadium was sort of close to full, and it was, you know, it was really, really, really a brilliant night to be there. You know, it was very sparsely populated for the first couple of days, but last night it was a super night.
When you were there in the stadium last night watching Mark's race, at what point, Chris, did you know that he was going to do this?
Well, I suppose with Mark, you always know that he's capable, Andrea, but I suppose Patsy McGonigal said something to me a couple of days ago that, you know, the 800 metres comes with a health warning, because so much can go wrong. You know, like we saw it in the women's 800 yesterday, when one of the athletes got bumped by another athlete, fell over and stuff like that. But we always know that Mark English has a good kick, and when he was in that position on Marino Bludek's shoulder with kind of 200 metres to go, you know he's in with a chance. But remember as well, you have Mohamed Atui and Ben Patterson with a huge English crowd roaring them on as well. Like, I suppose then when he pressed the button with about 80, 90 metres to go, you kind of knew this is the moment.
This is it. It's such a lesson of perseverance, isn't it?
It is. I mean, if you consider, like, he's 33, yeah. He's a qualified medical doctor, and in the middle of all of this, he's actually, you know, gone and qualified as a medical doctor, which, like, any of those pursuits in their own right is, you know, seriously commendable and takes massive commitment and all of that, but to do both simultaneously
make it look so easy.
and to come at his age, like 33, you know, and to be competing with some of the world's best athletes, it really is a credit to him, yeah.
Cecil Johnston is with us too, Chris. Cecil, of course, from the Tala Athletics Club and PRO there. I mean, an incredible race for Rashida last night too, Cecil.
It was indeed, and I'd say it's joyful for you being a Donegal woman there from Mark, speaking to a fellow county person there.
It's fantastic, but, so it is.
It was indeed a great night for Irish athletics. You know, Mark's performance was outstanding, and Rashida was absolutely brilliant on the night, and I was so thrilled for her herself, because prior to these championships, of course, you know, she'd been dogged by injury. She's a roller coaster year to you know.
Yeah, and the decision late, even, you know, to move to the 200 metres as well, and trying to, I suppose, navigate that.
Yes, and I think, you know, that was a good decision. I mean, she obviously knew prior to that, for a while before that, with the injuries that, you know, and having to pull out from some events, that she wasn't right for the 400 metres. And just got ready and prepared and with supports to actually take her chance there at the National Championships a fortnight ago. And she did say to me a couple of days beforehand that, you know, people are expecting me to try and get the European standard, but I'm just hoping to get out there and run my race and do my best.
I thought,
and she showed that she did.
She did.
And she was so delighted with that.
And she spoke, you know, I thought very honestly too last night to David Gillick after the race, when she was talking about the kind of like the weight of the expectation, Cecil, you know, that she must have felt. She must be enormous at that age.
And without a doubt, you know, and how someone manages that, I don't know. Because if you go back to the Olympics in Paris and, you know, the pressures that were on her, and, you know, and again, you know, finishing fourth there in the final was, you know, tough. But then to, you know, and after that then, and having, you know, those injuries, you know, and not feeling as confident as perhaps she might be, with, I suppose, the naysayers who she silenced, I think,
absolutely,
in the last couple of weeks.
What's what's the buzz been like, or what is the buzz like in Tala today? I mean, like, what it does for Irish athletics and is an inspiration for young children is unbelievable.
Oh, she is an inspiration, there's no doubt, and she's a super role model, you know, for young athletes. I think someone asked me this morning, and sure, I understand that any new applicants to the club are looking to do sprinting. And that seems to be the case, you know.
It's great. Have you been talking to her, the family, Cecil, in the last?
I didn't get a chance to speak to herself directly, not yet, you know. They probably would have certainly had a late night, I would imagine, last night, you know.
Enjoy it.
And I think it was a joyous moment for everybody there in Birmingham. And superb performance.
It'll be a warm welcome for her back home.
Oh, there will indeed. There's no doubt in the world about it, you know. And for her personally, as I say, to overcome her trials and tribulations and you know, to perform like she did last night was just astounding.
I presume Chris too. I mean, for Mark and the homecoming of all of this, there'll be huge celebrations in Finn Valley.
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
Go on ahead, Chris.
Like, you know, I suppose that's the thing about Mark now. His season doesn't end here. Like, he's still got a couple of Diamond League meets punched in the the World Athletics Ultimate Championships in September. So it could be a while before we actually get him back to Finn Valley. But rest assured, whatever day we do, there'll be, you know, you have to celebrate these moments. Like, you know, I mean, no more than Cecil and the guys up there. You know, you get through so many sort of tough days and hard days. Like, and these days don't go around too often. And you have to milk them when they do come around, and these are two special athletes for Irish athletics, like, not just for their own home clubs or counties, but for the whole of, like, Irish athletics, an Irish sport. To wake up this morning and Mark English and Rashida Dadalecki are beaming from every page that you go to. It's fantastic for the sport.
Absolutely. I was just looking, actually watching some of Kate O'Connor's race before we came on air. Who were you turning your attention to there this afternoon in Birmingham, Chris?
Well, I suppose, you know, Kate O'Connor, like, I came into these championships in superb form, a medal hope. So, you know, we're sort of pinning our hopes on her now over today and tomorrow. And the women's 4x4, really. And, you know, we were delighted as well to have one of our athletes, Arlene Crossan, for Finn Valley compete in that. They've just finished eighth in their heat. It was a difficult heat, you know, without the likes of Rashida, Charlene Maudsley and Rachel McCann. But look, great to see another Donegal woman competing and getting valuable championship experience. And, you know, we'll be unashamedly uber local here, Andrea.
It's fantastic. It's absolutely brilliant. And huge congratulations to Mark and, of course, Rashida and everybody involved in the Finn Valley and Tala Athletics Clubs. Just unbelievable what it does for the local areas. Chris McNulty, Cecil Johnston, thanks a million to you both for joining us in the programme. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.